This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now we have the story of two people whose lives were altered forever on that weekend when Bear Stearns was sold to J.P. Morgan in what you could call a government-backed shotgun marriage. 9,000 workers ultimately lost their jobs, and it wasn't just the people at the top. Marketplace's Amy Scott has this story of one couple who met at Bear Stearns and how they've moved on.
Justin Brannon was a punk. I mean, professionally. In his teens and 20s, he played guitar in hardcore bands.
The first band was called Indecision, and then the other band is called Most Precious Blood. We're just a hardcore punk band. Vegetarians, we were straight edge, the whole deal. We toured the world. It was great.
But touring got old, and after 10 years on the road, he was ready for something more stable. This was 2006, when Wall Street banks, leveraged to the hilt, were raking in record profits. A temp agency got Justin an interview for an entry-level job at Bear Stearns Asset Management.
And in walks Justin, a big guy, and I immediately spotted the ends of like full sleeve tattoos sticking out under the cuffs of his shirt and above his collar.
This is Doug Ray. At the time, he managed a group called Documentation and Fulfillment at Bear. They distributed marketing materials for hedge funds and other alternative investments. Ray interviewed Justin.
As we talked, Justin was really forthright about his background, and the experience he brought was like heavy metal to a corporate banking environment.
But Justin was an obvious people person, and he'd managed his band's international tours.
The more I thought about it, the more I was impressed and could see a fit. He came into the group, and he was fantastic. It worked out amazingly well.
Justin was happy, too.
And I liked it because I was working with people who were like street kids just like me, who, you know, had worked their way up and were just happy to be like clerks earning a paycheck, you know?
Bear Stearns had a reputation as kind of an outsider on Wall Street, more blue collar than white shoe, a place where you could work your way up from the mailroom.
Their whole thing was always that we don't care if you have an Ivy League degree, we care that you have a PSD, which was poor, smart, and determined or something like that. And that was us.
One day while making a delivery for his boss, Justin met Lee Holiday, an executive assistant in the corporate real estate division.
She was like so out of my league that I just started hitting on her like really badly. But we just like clicked. And then it turned out, though, she had been a fan of one of my bands.
Indecision. Yeah.
Lee was another unlikely Wall Street worker, an artist and former teacher who'd taken a corporate job to pay the bills. The connection was instant.
I just needed to know more. And so once I Googled him and figured out that it actually was him, I thought, oh, I really have to start this conversation.
They started emailing in code. Workplace relationships were frowned upon.
So we'd be writing words backwards. And now thinking back, I think the compliance department was a little bit busy with, you know, other things.
When I first met Justin and Lee, it was 2009, a year after Bear went under. And they talked about what it was like in the months leading up to the crisis. In the summer of 2007, Justin's division was forced to close two hedge funds when the value of their mortgage-backed securities plummeted. But Justin was living large.
He bought a tie once a week.
Yeah, my lunch breaks, I would go to like Saks and buy a Hermes tie. Because for me, it was like I won the lottery, you know, it was a goof. And because I lived so meagerly, that making the salary as like a clerk, basically, of Bear Stearns, it was still more than I ever imagined. And I loved it.
And then in early 2008, he started noticing the big bosses were around more. There were hushed conversations on the phone.
It was a Friday in March, and we were just watching the ticker, watching the stock, and we were like, holy.
You know, yeah, you could literally watch it fall.
It was just going and going. We were like,
so sad.
When it gets to 10, can we go home? Like, what's going on? And then during the weekend, well, Lee could tell it better, I mean.
Yeah, it was a Sunday. I was at the drugstore getting some things, and one of the senior directors that I worked for called me and said, I would bring a shopping bag with you tomorrow because we may be going bankrupt tonight.
Bear didn't go bankrupt. That Sunday, the Fed and Treasury orchestrated a bailout. JPMorgan Chase would buy the bank for a fraction of what its market value had been just days before. And before long, both Justin and Lee were gone.
So 10 years later, I have to go to a publicist to get you on the phone.
Big time. We're big time.
When I find Justin all these years later, he's running for city council to represent Bay Ridge, the neighborhood where he grew up in Brooklyn.
I'm going to need four because I'm doing a hot dog.
Lee is running her own art school for young children called the Art Room.
Do you want to know what these are? These lines? They're called action lines. Can you guys say that?
Action lines.
Good.
After Bear, Lee stayed on at J.P. Morgan for a while and then got a similar job at Credit Suisse. But her heart wasn't in it. And in 2010...
I saw a for rent sign in the window where we are now at 8710 Third Avenue. And I called the woman that night and we made it happen.
Some of the seed money came from her severance from Bear Stearns. Justin raised funds for a nonprofit, then got into city government.
I really fell in love with local politics and municipal level politics because someone would walk into the office and with a problem, big or small, whatever it is, and you help them with that problem and you send them on their way. And it was this is how the system is supposed to work, you know?
In 2012, they decided to get married and they knew just where to do it.
I called up Ace Greenberg, who was obviously still alive at the time. Probably had a rotary phone at his desk.
Alan Ace Greenberg was the legendary former CEO of Bear Stearns, who'd overseen its collapse as chairman of the executive committee. He'd stayed on at J.P. Morgan Chase after the takeover. Justin pulled some strings to get him on the phone.
I said, Ace, I met my wife at Bear. You know, we really want to get married in the lobby. He's like, all right, I'll see what I can do. We'll make it happen. And he just hung up. And I was like, all right, Ace said yes. So next thing you know, we were like measuring the space for how many chairs we could fit and stuff. But it just made sense.
Somewhat controversial. Yeah. I mean, you know, for some people, I think, you know, why would you want to sort of highlight this place that sort of meant the demise of like a lot of things? And
but for us, that's not what it was. You know, for us, it wasn't about that. We just have an affinity for Bear in a way that I don't think anybody else in the world does.
Tonight we hold a debate for one of the few races where a Democrat and a Republican are neck and neck.
In October of 2017, Justin debates his Republican opponent, John Quaglione, on cable's New York One. Bay Ridge is a historically white working class neighborhood with a fast-growing Arab and immigrant population. And the country's deep political divide is playing out in the local city council race. Here's Justin.
John, I mean, you've made your support for Donald Trump very clear. I guess my question to you is, with all these issues, the Muslim ban, the wall, rescinding DACA, the divisive rhetoric against women and immigrants, how do you expect voters to support you?
Well, I voted for a guy. You could vote for somebody, but you don't agree on everything that they vote for. You probably voted for Hillary Clinton. I'm sure you don't agree on everything that Hillary Clinton stands for.
You guys going to vote?
Yes, we are.
Did you vote for Justin Braddon?
You got it.
Thank you, brother.
Good
Thank
luck.
You so much, man.
You
Thank
got
you.
This.
Thank you so much.
On election night, I meet Justin standing outside PS 185 in the rain, wearing a suit. He went here for elementary school. Now people are inside voting, a lot of them for him.
So weird. This is like the balls in the air, you know? It's like, does it go in the net or doesn't it, you know?
When the polls close, he goes home to watch the results alone.
Justin Braddon came out on top in a tight contest in City Council District 43, 50.6% of the vote, edging out Republican John Quaglione at 47%.
A few months later, I visit Justin at his office in Bay Ridge. The sign outside reads, Love All, Serve All.
The first week in office I had, there was a really bad fire. I had a water main break, a snowstorm, and a sinkhole. I was waiting for the locusts and the raining frogs.
This is local politics. He spends the afternoon driving from one community event to another. In his car, he takes a call from a guy whose roofing project has been held up by the Department of Buildings.
When I get back to my office, I'll make a call and see what's what, and then I will call you back at this number.
10 years after Bear Stearns collapsed, it's stuff like this, Justin says, can restore faith in the system.
I've always felt that the government should be a tool to advance equity, but the government can't do that if the government isn't working. So when I see a pothole or a corner that needs a stop sign, that's a sign of a government that isn't working.
He's pretty happy with how things worked out.
I mean, having a front row seat to that and seeing, you know, it impacted so many people's lives across the country. For me, I mean, it really led me to what I think I was kind of scratching at, which was getting involved in public service and feeling like I was always searching for something more. And I think Lee's the same way in that it's great to make a paycheck, but that's not enough.
Yeah, I would joke with my bosses all the time. Anywhere I would end up, I would say, you know, oh no, I'm a teacher at heart. I'm not planning on making this a career. And
I think that's a lot. I mean, the Bear Stearns diaspora, I think there's a lot of people that ended up doing some cool stuff that they may not have done had this not happened.
Next, he heads out for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at a new doggy daycare across the street.
Oh, it's on three?
Yeah! It's a long way from punk rock and Wall Street, but right where he wants to be. In Brooklyn, New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Thank you.
You can see pictures of Justin and Lee on their wedding day in the lobby of Bear Stearns on Instagram. We're at Marketplace APM. It's all part of our year-long series, Divided Decade.